This is JIS News. Coming up, activists warned not to interfere with voting process. Prime Minister headlines energy conference and Labour Ministry and the Jamaica Library Service sign MOU. The news in detail after the break.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. Director of Elections Orit Fisher says steps have been taken to ensure that members of the public do not linger around polling stations or interfere with other persons seeking to cast their vote. Mr. Fisher says the Electoral Commission of Jamaica, the ECJ, is being guided by the Representation of the People Act, which has outlined the necessary steps to prevent voter interference or intimidation.
Well, the law is very clear in terms of persons congregating within a certain distance of the polling station. And we have had meetings with the police and we have asked them to ensure that this does not take place. And the word to them would be, in the interest of smooth conduct of the election, that they vote and move on.
Mr. Fisher also urged members of the public not to encourage or participate in acts of open voting as they risk losing their right to vote. The Labour Ministry and the Jamaica Library Service have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to facilitate the use of the Labour Market Information System, LMIS, in the library network to foster job placement. The project is designed to provide career guidance and improve access to the LMIS among young people at the parish and community levels. Speaking at the official signing ceremony recently, Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson said the partnership is a practical way to deliver the necessary services and programs to the people of Jamaica.
Through the LMIS database, employers and investors will know where to locate certified and uncertified skills. Policymakers will know where there's an undersupply or oversupply of skills and take corrective actions.
Dr. Ferguson says the program also presents an opportunity to put technology at work in tackling unemployment in Jamaica. Under the project, library employees will be trained to give guidance on how to register and search for jobs on the LMIS website, while the ministry will benefit from the additional channels for recruitment and registration of job seekers. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller heads the list of speakers participating in a two-day energy summit geared towards discussions on plans for Jamaica's energy independence. The conference, organized by Future Energy Corporation, is being held at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston, February 8 to 9, under the theme, The Future of Energy in the Caribbean. Chief Executive Officer at Future Energy Corporation, Sharif Abdel Messi, says energy independence is important to any country.
What we intend to do with the summit is to create a roadmap that can put Jamaica on a pathway to energy independence and maximizing the utilization of local energy resources such as solar energy, wind energy, hydro power, biomass, so that we can eventually completely eliminate the reliance on imported oil.
The invitation-only summit is being attended by influential ministers and business leaders from the Caribbean region, along with global experts from the energy and finance industries. And Industry Minister Anthony Hilton has called for the establishment of research partnerships for the provision of data on cultural and creative activity in Jamaica. Mr. Hilton, who was addressing a creative economy research symposium in Kingston recently, said while there is no shortage of culture and creative activity in Jamaica, there is a deficiency in gathering the data on these activities. This, he says, hinders the development of a high-value and value-added creative sector. Mr. Hilton says government is looking to partner with research institutions and individuals to determine a robust cultural and creative industry research agenda. He says the research agenda must place Jamaica in a position to forecast what percentage of economic growth will come from creativity and culture. It should also accurately identify the contribution of the industry to the gross domestic product. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.